We are going to pray one prayer today, and we are going to say, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see. You know, when we pray the prayer of sight, I'm not just talking about seeing visions. Of course, that counts. I'm not just talking about entering into the prophetic. When I say, Lord, open my eyes to see, I'm talking about the spirit of understanding. Because you need to understand that for the word of God to be fruitful in the life of a man, the spirit of understanding has to open up to that man. Marufososakaba. Are we together? The spirit of understanding. So, you need to understand the context. What am I talking about? The Bible is speaking about Jesus. There were some men, the Bible says, they were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And something happened that shocked me. The Bible said something very prophetic. You see, they were speaking about Jesus. And the Bible says something. It says, Jesus appeared to them. Let me show you. Luke 24:13. Oh, this scripture blessed me. Luke 24:13. And if you can pay attention to this, I tell you the truth, your life will never ever remain the same. Luke 24:13. It says, and behold, two of them went. I mean, if you can see the scripture, it says, behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. Now that's not where I'm going to. If you look at the next portion, which is verse 14. If you look at verse 14, the Bible says, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. Now Jesus just resurrected. That was the period Jesus died. And the Bible says, hallelujah, the Bible says they spoke together about the things that happened. He said, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. Now, they were speaking about Jesus, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 15, powerful, he said, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Now, what were they speaking about? They were speaking about Jesus. But the Bible says something very prophetic. It says, they drew near. And Jesus drew near and began to speak. Morakapando sososo zakabamba babababas. Look at verse 16. It says, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. Now, are you seeing what the Bible is saying? That Jesus was with them. But the Bible said their eyes were closed that they did not know him. So, I'm not talking about, when I say let's pray that our eyes be open now, I'm not limiting it to the, let me not use the word limiting, because we are not limiting anything. Let me use the word restrict. I am not restricting it to just seeing visions alone. I am saying that Jesus can be here, but if a man's eyes are closed, that man will not recognize that his solution is here. How many of you have been with friends before? And you know your friend as a very powerful man of God. He goes to his church. Now, you are looking at the result in the life of that friend, and the result is not matching up. And you are wondering, I thought you said this man of God is your pastor. How come your life is like this? How many of you have met people like that? That you are shocked when they speak. You know they are man of God. You know who they follow. But you are so shocked, like, Abba, you can't say you are following this grace and speak like this. How many of you have encountered people like that before? Oh, do you understand what I'm talking about? How many of you have encountered people like that? Do you know what is happening to them? It's not as if they are bad people. It is that somehow they are not seeing. Somehow their eyes are closed. Somehow, the eyes of the understanding has not been enlightened. Some of you may have followed your friends to church, and you saw how the man of God was preaching. He was preaching. In short, you fell in love with the church, and you began to wonder, this my friend is a member of this church. Why is your life not converting? I'm telling you, believers, a man of God can labor and labor on the people. But if those people are not catching it, if their eyes are not opened, I tell you the truth, that man will labor and there will be no transformation. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? That's the truth of life. That is why we have to pray this. We want to spend time praying this prayer today. That Lord, open my eyes. Can somebody just write it in the comments? Say, Lord, open my eyes to see. Now look at what happened. It says their eyes were holding that they did not know him. Guess what happened? And Jesus said to them, I'm reading verse 17 now. We've not spoken about the topic yet. We are still introducing tonight. Okay, God bless you. And Jesus said to them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Now, this was Jesus speaking. Are you seeing the Bible? Look at verse 18. It says, one of them said, named Cleopas, asked him, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem? Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? These people were speaking to Jesus, but they did not know. They were telling the story of Jesus to Jesus, but they did not know that it was Jesus they were talking to. How will a man be so blind that he speaks about a God he has not encountered? How will a man? These people were speaking about a Jesus they did not encounter. They had not encountered. A man can quote the Bible, but that does not mean that that man has met the Lord. Is somebody getting what I'm saying tonight? The reason why they could speak to Jesus about Jesus was because their eyes were closed. He says, one of them named Cleopas asked him, are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in the recent days? Look at Jesus. Oh, Jesus has a very great sense of humor. Jesus now began to engage them. Jesus said, what things? He asked. The events involving Jesus of Nazareth, they answered. They were speaking to Jesus about Jesus. Look at what they said. They said, this man was a prophet. Ah, can I pray for you? May you not speak to Jesus about Jesus. May you not talk about a God you have not met. May you not speak about a God you have not yet encountered. He said, this man was a prophet. Powerful in speech and action. Before the Lord. Orakasanda Kabarosa. So the Bible said, they were speaking to Jesus about Jesus. Now look at what Jesus said to them. He said, then Jesus said to them, oh, glory to God. Foolish ones, how slow! Oh, foolish ones, Jesus said, how slow are your hearts to believe all that the prophets have spoken? Look at the people speaking to Jesus about Jesus. Look at what Jesus now did to them. Verse 30. It says, while he was reclining at the table with them, he took bread, spoke a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. Look at verse 31. This was a miracle. It says, and their eyes were open. Somebody write on the comment, say, Lord, open my eyes. They said, Lord, open my eyes. Somebody say, Lord, open my eyes. It says, then their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus. In other words, a man can be at the table of his encounter, but if his eyes is not open to recognize it, I tell you the truth. Gospel truth, that man will still be on the spot. This is the reason why many people are close to the anointing, but they are not being blessed. Do you know why? Because sometimes proximity does not equate encounter. The fact a man lives close to the bank does not mean he's going to be a rich man. Oh, I don't know if somebody's got what I'm saying. You may live so close to the bank, it does, because proximity does not equate encounter. It is intentionality that equates encounter. Oh, is somebody getting what God is saying today? Morakambo so. Iria mama morotonde keteberiga gagagagadindos. Jesus was there with them. And this is, you know, when the Bible was speaking about the savior of Satan, Jesus, the Bible was talking about this guy called Lucifer. The Bible said something that shocked me. I know many times we say, oh, Satan wants to make people go to hell. Satan wants to make people go to hell. But let me tell you the truth. That is not all Satan wants. That is not. Satan wants people to suffer on the earth. So one of the sins of Satan is that he wants to blinden the eyes of men. Because Satan knows that when the eyes of men are blind, they cannot have results in life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Let me show you. Is somebody being blessed tonight? He said the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see. The reason why, I know many people, you ask yourself, why is it that the unbelievers are so stubborn, they don't like Jesus? Many of you wonder, oh, why is it that these unbelievers will preach and preach and preach, they don't love Jesus? It's not their fault. Satan has blinded their eyes. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? That is why you need to keep praying for them. That may the Lord open their eyes to the gospel. That's it. You don't criticize the unbeliever. You don't criticize them. No. Hello, mama. You don't criticize them. You pray that the scales fall away from their eyes. That was why we could see in the Bible that after Jesus met with Apostle Paul, you see, this was not what I planned to preach. I don't know. The Lord took over. When Jesus met with Apostle Paul, something happened. The first miracle was that Jesus appeared to Ananias. He says, go and open the eyes of Apostle Paul. So we could see that the reason why Apostle Paul was killing Christians, the reason why Apostle Paul was walking, doing a lot of havoc, was because his eyes was blinded by the devil. Oh, I don't know if somebody's getting what the Lord is saying tonight. So when you see people living a life that is not pleasing to God, it's not as if they hate the Lord. It's that they don't know better. It's that somehow their eyes have been closed. Let me give you a scripture. Can somebody write on the comment section, say, Lord, open my eyes so I can see. Sometimes your solution is close to you, but it is because of closed eyes. That is why many people walk past their solutions. Look at what the Bible is speaking about Apostle Paul. Acts 19:18. He said, at that instant, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and his sight was restored. He got up and was baptized. One of the very first miracles that God worked. One of the very first miracles that God worked in the life of Apostle Paul was that the Lord opened his eyes. The Lord opened his eyes. The Lord opened his eyes because that was where the problem was. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Let me tell you something. When a believer keeps struggling with producing results with your Christianity, it means your eyes need to be open. Yeah. The fact you know it does not mean your eyes are open. The fact you know God can heal the sick does not mean your eyes are open to the reality of healings. The fact you know God can prosper a man does not mean your eyes are open to that reality yet. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus told us, he says, every believer can heal the sick and cast out devils. But have you asked yourself, why is it that believers still struggle to cast out demons? Why is it that believers still struggle to heal the sick? Why is it that believers still struggle to operate as kingdom men and women? is because something is holding the eyes. The proof you have been able to see is that you see the result in your life. That is the truth of the matter. That's the proof. That's the proof. That's the proof. We are going to pray tonight like blind Bartimaeus said. He says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, we are going to pray that prayer. Lord, have mercy and open my eyes. So you see that when I'm talking about open eyes now, I'm not just talking about seeing visions alone. I'm talking that your understanding needs to open. Because until something has entered into your understanding, you may not see tangible results. The proof of result is that you now know. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Somebody say, Lord, open my eyes. You have been struggling with sickness here. Oh, you have gone from place to place. It's like nobody is able to profess solution. You need open eyes. The day your eyes are open, that is the day you know you have been cheated by the devil. The day your eyes are open, that's the day you will know that you are not even operating in 2% of your reality in Christ. There is so much to gain being a Christian. So much. There is so much to gain. The life of a believer is not a defeated life. It's a life where all things work together for your good. It's not a life of downcast. It's not a life from valley to mountain to valley. It's a life from mountains to mountains. But like Job, you should be able to say, when I was in the days of my youth, the secrets of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. So when I say, Lord, open my eyes, what am I talking about? I'm saying, oh Lord, let me know your secrets. Let me know the particular secret for particular problems. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Let me know the particular solution for particular issues. My question is this. If you find yourself in an accident scene, pay attention, believers. Is somebody being fired up tonight? Listen, this is why we pray in tongues. This is why we spend time stretching. We don't just pray in tongues because, let me tell you something, prayer is work. Not everybody likes prayer. Not everybody likes prayer. Listen, even the big men of God right up there, women of God doing great for God, if you hear their stories, they will tell you that once upon a time they didn't like prayer. But because they knew the benefit, because we know the benefit, we will give ourselves continually. This is why we stretch in the Holy Ghost. That our understanding will open. That our eyes will be open to see. I want to ask a question. How many of you will find yourself in an accident scene? And you know what just to do to ensure that everybody in that bus is preserved? How many of you can find yourself in a plane? And maybe there is turbulence here and there. And you know what to do to activate the angels of protection? Lord, let me know your secrets. If you don't know, it means you have not discovered. Your eyes are not open to that reality yet. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? This is why Christians live in fear. Because they know that they can be helpless. They know that, my God, what if this thing happened to me? This is why many Christians are afraid. Because they know that. They know that if something bad happens now, what do I do? You hear that the president is saying, everybody leave my country. Everybody that don't have this, leave my country. As a believer, do you know the 1+1? Do you know what to do now that will ensure that that law is revoked? Do you know what to do? The proof that you don't know what to do is a sign that you need to pray for light. That let the eyes of your... Listen, no wonder David said, ha! Listen. A believer that is still running away, still finding out to read the Bible. Oh my God. You need to pray this prayer with us tonight. I say, Lord, open my eyes. You need to know. Because it is in the Bible you will look for the secrets for different operations in life. Do you know the secret of long life? Have you found the secrets? You know that no matter the plague, no matter the virus that is flying in the air, you know that it cannot come near you. Do you know the secret of wealth and prosperity? Aya, are you confident enough as a believer that you can never be stranded? Have you learned the mystery? If you don't know it yet, it means you need to pray that your eyes be open. You know, David, this is when you understand what I'm teaching about tonight, when you begin to read your Bible, you will begin to read your Bible with like somebody searching for secrets. You are not reading your Bible to mark attendance. You are not reading your Bible to mark register. You are not reading your Bible because let God see that I read my Bible today. Oh God, let God see it so I don't feel guilty. No, you are not reading your Bible like that. You are reading your Bible because you are looking for the secrets that God has hidden. You are looking for the secrets of Elohim. You are looking for the secrets of longevity. You are looking for the secrets of prosperity. The Bible says, Job speaking, he says, from the days of my youth, he says, the secrets of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. Somebody write on the comment section, say, Lord, open my eyes. Listen, there was a time in my life I wanted to know what the voice of God looks like. I wanted to know, God, how can men hear your voice? I want to know. Lord, you told me, you have called me to be an apostle to a generation. Lord, you told me you have placed the prophetic mantle upon me. Lord, how then can I access this grace? And the Lord began to inspire me. I remember that year. I'm not talking about myself, okay? I'm sharing this story to encourage you. It's all about Jesus. I began to search the word. And everywhere I was reading the Bible, I was reading my Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I was looking for things. Looking, what did men do to activate the voice of God? What was happening was that I was searching for light. Is that I knew that something needed to happen to me. You know, David said something. David said, you know, many of you that have gotten my book on how to hear the voice of God, many people are marveled, where did this man of God see this kind of mysteries from? Of course, we give all the glory to God. Listen, bulk of them, it was those days when I was searching for the voice. I was searching. God was opening my eyes to scriptures. And guess what? Now I was able to write them, package them into a book. That's why it looks different. To God be all the glory. You don't read your Bible like one marking attendance. What I'm saying is that you read the Bible like one searching. What do you want? You are searching. Something must shift in my life. Look at what David said in Psalm 119 verse 162. I did not plan to teach this today. Oh my God. What I plan to teach today was the power of imagination. But I don't know why the Lord took us through this journey. So maybe you'll just tag this teaching. Lord, open my eyes. Look at what the Bible said. Powerful portion of scripture. Psalm 119 verse 162. It said, I rejoice in your promise. Like one who finds great spoils. Are you seeing? Look at King James. King James says, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoils. Look at BSB. He says, I am delighted by your saying, like a man who makes discovery of great wealth. Are you seeing? So David, when David was reading the Bible, when David was searching the word of God, David was reading as somebody looking for wealth. Anytime David discovered a mystery, David would rejoice. David would say, wow, I just discovered something. Maybe David just discovered the key to prosperity. He's going to rejoice. Maybe David just discovered the key to long life. Oh, he begins to rejoice. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. He said, I delight in the word of God like someone who has found great spoil. That's why you don't read your Bible to just mark attendance. No. If you are reading King James Version and you are not understanding it, go to another version. Because you are not reading for reading's sake. You are reading for enlightenment. You are reading so your eyes will be open to realities. You are reading so you can see precious promises from the Lord. This is why we pray when we feel like. This is why even the days when we don't feel like, we pray. Because something needs to happen. What are the 1 + 1 that makes for childbearing? Maybe you are a woman, you are trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb, and babies are not coming. Listen, have you discovered the 1 + 1? You know what to do, and that child, that place will break open. You need light. Your eyes need to be open to realities. You are in your place of work, and they told you, prepare for your sack later next week. Do you know what to do in 1 week to ensure that that decree is reversed? Do you know what to do? Your eyes need to be open. You have spent 1 month, you have spent 2 months, you have spent 3 months, and you discover nobody is favoring you. You go apply for a job. Listen, please forgive me if I sound a bit harsh tonight. Please forgive me. Is the word of God moving? Is the word of God moving? Forgive me if I sound too hard tonight. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, show me the secrets of my destiny. Lord, show me the secrets of the word. This is what Satan wants. Look at what the Bible says in Ephesians 4:18. I'm telling you, believers, I didn't plan to teach this. I'm talking to you. I don't even have a sermon note with me. I don't even have a sermon note. But as I began to speak, the Lord began to speak his burden to us tonight. Ephesians 4:18. Oh, there's a burden in my spirit. It says, having the understanding darkened. And you see what the Bible is saying? That there were some people, their understanding became darkened. Look at what the Bible says. It says, being alienated from the life of God through their ignorance. So it means that an ignorant man is a blind man. An ignorant man is a man that has not understood the mysteries of the kingdom. He said, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. And you see what the Bible is saying? Because of the blindness of their hearts. So whenever you see that you are confused about a matter, don't cry and say, God, why are you not answering me? You need to ask yourself, have I discovered the mysteries to make this open? Because you need to understand that, listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes it is not all about what can God do for me, what can God do for me. Let me tell you, most times it is about you partnering with the agenda of heaven. Yes, most times it is you partnering. And how do you partner? You partner by searching for the 1 + 1 that makes for 2. You partner by searching what laws can open favor in my life. I was listening to one great minister of God today, whom I love so much from the depth of my heart. Someone I value so much. And he was speaking. He said something. He said, when he looks at his life, he sees that favor should be his heritage. Many of you don't experience favor. It's because you need to understand the mysteries. Now let me show you something. He says favor was supposed to be his heritage. Number one, he says he came from a good home. Coming from a good home should favor him. He says, number two, he's married. He says, being married should favor him, because the Bible says, he who finds a wife has found a good thing and have obtained favor from the Lord. That's why if you're a man here, you need to learn to treat your wife right, because there's a spiritual principle to that. The Bible says, he that finds a wife has found a good thing and has obtained favor from the Lord. So he said he's supposed to be experiencing favor. He said he has a good talent, so he should experience favor. You see, one of the mysteries now I just shared here. One of the mysteries I just shared here about men, treat your wives right. Treat your wives right. It's a mystery in the kingdom. Because you not treating your wife right can lock the heavens of a man. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? I'm going to continue my story, but let me show you the scripture. That's why you don't take your wife's bag and throw it outside and say, oh, you this, you that. You don't do that. Because those are legal grounds that Satan uses against believers. 1 Peter 3:7. Treat your wife right. If you're a man here, I'm saying this with every humility in my heart, but this is the word of the Lord tonight. He said, likewise, your husband, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels. And you see what the Bible is saying? It's meaning there are some times, it says, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So do you see that we just discovered a mystery in the Bible now? So imagine I'm reading the Bible with the mindset of I need secrets. Do you know I just got a secret now? That one secret here is that you need to treat your wife rightly so that your prayers will not be hindered. Of course, there are places. Is somebody getting this? Of course, there are places the Bible says, honor your husband also. You know, you read the Bible with mysteries in mind. Like, read the Bible like someone searching for gold. Well, let's move on. And this man of God began to speak. He says he had looked in his life. He had seen that everything should be okay. Everything. But he was not experiencing favor. Then he said, he went on 1 month. He said he was not praying for anything. Please pay attention to this story, because there are secrets in the story. Are we together? Pay attention to the story, because there are secrets in the story. He said he locked himself. Johanna says, my future king, come and hear Pastor Joshua, please. Oh my God. It's like I'm favoring the women today. Man, don't worry. We're going to have a comeback, okay? Woo, glory to God. And he made a statement. He said he went on 1 month. He was not praying for anything. He wasn't praying for any single thing. All he was doing, he started praying for favor. He said anything he was doing, he would say favor. When he's wearing his stockings, he would say, oh, I wear the stockings of favor. When he's wearing his clothes, he said, I wear the clothes of favor. He spends time praying, speaking in tongues, calling forth favor. Mandoro, Sandabaraba, Telosa, Ileramba. 1 month. He said he was not praying for any single thing. Nothing. No matter what comes up, he was not praying for anything. Just favor. And guess what? He said that was how the heavens broke loose. The heavens opened over him. All of a sudden, favor from everywhere. You see, I just shared a mystery. So it means that if you are not seeing a reality you should see in your life, you need to zero in on one thing. The reason why many people are not having answers is because they have too many prayer points. Many people have too many prayer points. All of God is, sometimes you need to zero in on one thing. You need to stay with it. Hiya! Until you break into your reality. Oh my God. I'm just seeing somebody's comment. Bro Emmanuel, God bless you. He said 12 hours for 2 weeks in AAU. Yeah. I think he was part of the people that prayed with us. We're speaking with us for 12 hours every day for 2 weeks. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. He's here. Thank God he's here. We didn't have many prayer points. We were on one particular thing. Just one particular thing. I didn't know he was on the live today. God bless you. On one particular thing. There was a time we did that for 6 weeks. 12 hours every day. Sometimes you need to zero in. Zero in on one thing. The Bible says if your eyes be single, your whole body will be filled with light. What is that thing you desire? Stretch with the power of God. Can somebody just write in the comment section, say, oh Lord, open my eyes. say, oh Lord, open my eyes. Can you write it? Say, oh Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Can we turn into prayer tonight? Lord, open my eyes. Show me the secrets of my destiny. One more scripture we're going to pray. Job 29 verse 4. Job chapter 29 verse 4. Is somebody blessed tonight? Tonight's teaching is Holy Ghost teaching. It says, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. Are you seeing Job? It says, in the days of his youth, the secrets of the Lord was upon his tabernacle. Listen, your secrets determines your result. Your secrets determines your result. Your secrets determine your result. A man without secrets will be a man that doesn't know what to do by temper season. When problem arises, how do you come out from it? It is secrets. Lord, remove the scales from my eyes. Open my eyes. Let me know the secret things I need. Show me the secrets of my destiny. When you have secrets, you can compress time to your favor. What takes men 10 years, 20 years, 30 years comes to you in a short time because you now know what to do. Can somebody write in the comment section? Say, I know what to do per time. I know what to do per season. Can you write it in the comment section? Say, I know what to do per time. When you pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and it looks like nothing is changing, you need to enter into the mode of inquiry. Lord, what is the secret? Lord, open my eyes. Lord, show me. What do I need? One more scripture and we're going to pray. One more scripture. Are you ready to pray with me tonight? Are you ready? Are you ready to pray with me tonight? Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. This final scripture, and we're going to pray. So we're praying this prayer upon Lord, have mercy on me. Open my eyes. He said, then Daniel went to his house and made it known to his friends and his companions that they would desire the mercies of the Lord concerning this secret. Listen, secrets must be revealed, that Daniel and his fellow should not perish with the rest of the men of Babylon. Verse 19, this is where I am going to. Hiya. He says, then was the secrets revealed unto Daniel in a night vision, and he blessed the Lord God of heaven. We are going to pray this tonight. Lord Jesus, show me mercy. Open my eyes. Are we ready? If you are ready, say, I am ready. If you are ready, say, I am ready. Mamboro sata kaliase. Yikata kata kata. Wherever you are, can you turn this to prayer? Hey, librando sote. Librambabo sambere. Oh Lord. I will pray tonight. Lord Jesus, open my eyes. Show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Mambro to sete igadende sude rutedede babo rutedede je prekete kope ikatola sanda labai robomba di satigo sanda rubebebebebebebe la kotele katigo satila rubebe rubebe je prepe li rakato so iatatabo As you are praying, some of you will feel something like scales falling off your eyes. As you are praying, some of you will feel something like scales falling off your eyes. Aya pembele igiga enina igide enini igiga manene kidiga shabiolo sapai. Lord, open eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Oh Lord, open my eyes. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Idiga o eleda idiga la aziri na o adigi idiga e mande kuruana. Are we ready? We are doing this for 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. Lord, I want to see you. I want to know you, Jesus. Hey, have mercy on me, Lord. Open my eyes to see. Hello, Sayati Saria Eliga Sami Kiriga Meriki Guriga Eriki. Makura Pande Susa, Jepretu Susa, Rupanda Sai. 1 more minute. I know what to do. Somebody write on the comment section, say, I know what to do per time. I am not confused. Can you write it in the comment section? Say, I know what to do per time. I am not confused. I know what to do per time. I am not confused. Karakashideka Ruteke seteke lebrakiate Rapunda Santa Kadabrunda. I know what to do per time. I am not confused. Can you turn that to prayer? Turn that to prayer. I know what to do per time. I am not confused. Je preteke seteke la brata kashata mimbrande ke seteke ragadiasa rabambo soteke mimbranda kashanda ka lo rabande sotekelia rabamba babumba rabababa bamba riteke seteke le brodogosi le brondo shata karibadande ribedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedeg Kakalia, spirit of wisdom, envelop me. Somebody said, the spirit of wisdom is upon me. Can you write it? Say, the spirit of wisdom is upon me. Now turn that to prayer. The spirit of wisdom is upon me. The spirit of wisdom is upon me. Oh, I know what to do by time. I know what to do by time. Borondo sonde kete beria, rode kete brenge de dila. Rondo sonde kete berge digi digi dila. Je prende kosi, li prende kesi. Je prete sataha, rapambo rakatiles e janda kadizas. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? The Spirit of God, wisdom is upon me, and I know what to do by time. I pray for everyone. I pray for everyone. You are free from ignorance. Every scale in your eyes, every scale, let the scale be removed.